this episode, we talk about the color of the dress, if you know what I mean, Lent season, and advice for a newly engaged couple. Hang out with us, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet with us with the hashtag Jeff and Alyssa. How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to Anything and Everything, an up-close and personal look into the lives of two married people who talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. Man, I think this is probably the biggest break we've ever had between podcasts, is it not?
Yeah, I think so.
It feels like I don't even remember what they were like anymore. It was a long, long time ago that we did our last one. So first of all, to all you guys listening, we just need to do a huge apology. I mean, moving into a new home 3,000 miles away from your old home is quite a decent adventure. And so I think, it's just been a lot of work and then also on top of that, I've been moving around. What am I trying to say?
You've been traveling.
Traveling.
That was a lot.
I couldn't think of the word. Traveling a lot and stuff like that. But we're getting really settled in. We're loving it here. And hopefully you guys have seen stuff on social media and we keep you guys updated on there. We're excited for this next episode, too, though, by the way. We got some fun stuff to catch up on and chat about. But first, before we get started, I do need to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Audible. First of all, when you help out and you help the sponsor, it is a huge kickback to us, and it's a huge support to us. But the awesome thing about Audible is you can get any audiobook you want for completely free, and you also get the first month trial for free. And my favorite thing about Audible is they're owned by Amazon, which is amazing customer service. So you don't like it or you want a different book, you say, hey, give me another one or exchange it. Boom, they do it. They are awesome. So this week I am recommending one of my favorite nonfiction books, Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. I think you've actually read that one too, haven't you? Or did you read Tipping Point? You read one of his books and you said it was decent.
It was really good.
Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing book. It's a non-Christian book, but really, really awesome truth and studies and just the way he writes is amazing. Most of you have probably heard of him. He's sold millions of copies of books. But one of my favorite books on creativity and how I think about what I do and stuff like that. So check that out for free. Audible.com/Bethke. B-E-T-H-K-E. You go there, you get your first book free, and you get your first month free. So just wanted to give that a quick shout out. Now, I guess we could just, yeah. I mean, what have we been up to lately? How's life? What's going on? I mean, are you feeling kind of settled down now a little bit? We still have so much to do, but it's not like overwhelming anymore, or is it?
It's still overwhelming, but I feel like it's home. So that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Like we have our, because last time we did the podcast, we didn't even have like our own furniture here.
No, we didn't have any furniture except for the two bar stools that were flaking.
Exactly. That was where we were doing our podcast before. And if you listen to our last podcast, our ice maker is technically not working, but that's because technically we just had to get a whole new fridge. So bam, I remember on the last podcast, you probably don't remember this,
no.
But I told people, say, hey, you know, our ice maker's not working, but by the time you hear this, tweet us and it might be working by then. So people have been tweeting me, does your ice maker work? But that was
with
the whole fridge
that.
Debacle, and it was just crazy.
We went through three or four fridges
just because of like defects and warranties, and it was just like cray. And by the way, if you hear that little whine in the background, that's our dog Aslan. I think, I don't know if he wants to go to the bathroom or drink some water, but he's just gonna have to wait because we're recording a podcast. Sorry, Aslan, go back to Narnia. All right, sorry, this is Narnia. But yeah, I think
tell them where you've been this last month.
Man, it's just been crazy. Where have I been the last month?
And wasn't it crazy how you forget?
Yeah, Louisville, Chicago. So this might be a record. Tell me if any of you guys have beaten this. In one day's time, I left Hawaii, which was probably about 80 degrees here, like clockwork. And within one day, I reached Louisville. And does anyone want to guess how cold that was? It was negative 10 that night when I landed. So I did a 90-degree jump in one day. That is insane. So if you beat that, let me know, Twitter, Jefferson Bethke,
yeah,
or on the hashtag
Jeff
and Alyssa.
Is this still going on?
Not as bad, but yeah, like a week or two ago, everyone was just going crazy with the cold. But yeah, so I've been around. I went to Christian Academy of Louisville, which was so awesome. Great people. And then Chicago at the Wheaton Evangelism Conference. But I'm home for a little bit.
Did you go to Dallas?
Oh, yeah. I went to
Portland Seminary.
And then next week I go to Toronto, which that should be fun. So.
Is that the one with Carrie Job?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Carrie Job, if you listen to this podcast, we both really enjoy your music. I think it's Carrie Carnes now, actually, though. She changed her last name because she got married.
Is she changing it for her music?
I don't know if she's going to do it for like her music or her branding, but we will see. We will see. But yeah, so it's been fun, and we're all getting all moved in. I broke a bodyboard in half because I was shredding the gnar waves. You feel me? But man, I just love it here, though. Are you loving it here?
I love it.
Tell us why. There's the snort laugh quota. You already met your first snort quota in the first 5 minutes.
I know. I love that we live in walking distance of the beach and that we can go walking all the time. I love the community here and just doing life outside. It's so fun. And what else do I love? The food is really good. There's this taco truck down the street, Jorjitos, and it's $2 for a taco.
Is that what it's called? So, Jorjitos?
Yeah, Jorjitos.
It's so, keep going.
It's $2 a taco. So for me to eat, it's $4, which is cheaper than a Starbucks drink for dinner.
Yeah, which the solid should be more expensive than the liquid. Amen.
Right. So it's real. And in Maui, it's hard to find. I mean, that's cheaper than making something at home. Because it's just expensive here. So,
yeah, everything's like upcharged by like 30% here because they have to charge that margin to get it across the ocean.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It is crazy.
Still getting used to it.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever get used to it, you know?
I think you do.
What's crazy is I posted on Facebook today and Instagram, like the picture with Kins when we went sunset walking last night down the street. And I just said, hey, is anyone visiting anytime soon? And a lot of people do come here. Like
yeah.
A lot of people are like, oh, I'm coming there for vacation or I'm coming there for a wedding or I'm coming there just because. So if you're ever here, look for us and say, yo, holla at your boy or holla at the Bethkeys, you know? No? No? Is that too much?
No, I love it. I'm just picturing white girls saying that to you.
Hey, well, why does it have to be that? Why can't it just be anyone coming here and seeing us?
No, it could. I'm just picturing a white girl saying, holla at your boy.
Oh, Do you get it? Exactly like you. Exactly.
Yeah. It's just kind of funny.
A white girl did just say it. That was you. That was really funny. Mm-hmm. Hashtag white girl props. Hashtag pumpkin spice latte.
Hashtag want to be an OG.
You didn't even know what an OG was till just a little bit ago.
I did it. I had no idea.
I had to teach you. But yeah, so I mean, that's enough with all of our crazy random stuff. Sorry about that. What have you been learning lately and what's God teaching you? I think last time, you had only just begun the Lent study, or no, you hadn't even begun it. You were just kind of telling the listeners. You're telling the listeners to get on it and stuff like that. So how's that been going? Maybe give us one of the nugs from there and all that stuff. Because it's been cool. People on the hashtag have been saying they've gotten it, and so it's really cool to see
good.
Them tracking along with you.
I need to check that. Yeah, yeah. I've been doing Instagrams every week.
Yeah,
or
so
every day.
Yeah, so follow on Alyssa Joy Bethke on Instagram, and she's been doing the daily one, which is really cool with the Chibi Truth images. But yes, what have you been learning? Yeah. What stuck out to you?
I don't know. I need to think through it, but I've never done Lent before. I don't know how many of you have done it before. So it's cool. Like today it really struck me that that this Lent season, it's us preparing for Easter, which is Jesus' resurrection. And so it's just really kind of, I don't know, like even like with Christmas, I spend so much time and, you know, preparing for it and getting so excited and having all these special plans and these traditions that I do all the time. And it is so cool because we're celebrating Jesus' birth, but even more so Easter. That's my favorite holiday and celebrating Jesus' resurrection. So it's cool that I'm learning about this Lent season and preparing and just being excited for it. And I don't know, just that in general is cool. And I feel like the study has been really good about just really getting down to the basics and like loving Jesus with everything within me and spending time repenting and you know, the more that I see how big God is and also how big my sin is, it's just like I become so much more in love with him and in awe of his grace and how big he is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. No, yeah. And I think.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, no, I think so. And I think the cool part about Lent, I'm saying it right, Lent? Yeah. I don't know why. Is the cool part about it is I feel like it's like a waiting period or like a creating space. And whenever
right,
you're creating,
that's a good way to say
yeah,
it.
Whenever you're creating space to just kind of think and to pray and to just kind of realize, I don't know if ramifications is the right word, but like the implications or the ramifications of just like Jesus's journey to the cross and then coming out the other end, the resurrection. And, I was listening to a sermon today by Tim Mackey at Door of Hope in Portland, which if you guys need new podcasts like sermons from churches, that's a really good one. He's definitely more teacher oriented, so you get so much knowledge and context. I love it. I'm listening to his Jonah series from last year. Tim Mackey, Dora Hope, or you might know him from the Bible Project on YouTube, animated videos that I've talked about before. But anyways, he was just kind of talking about do you trust that the way like do you trust that Jesus has an all like that you can trust Jesus's vision for your life? And like all of life, he was talking about is basically competing visions for how we think life should work, what we are trying to attain, and what we're trying to do. And usually it comes down to like our way we think is the best, right? And he was talking about how like his son, you know, when he sees a dog across the street, but he, you know, he runs to go say hi because he loves the dog. But obviously there's cars, and so then like the dad, like Tim kind of rains on his parade. But to the son, from his perspective, it's very much like he is raining on his parade and kind of like dampering down his vision for what he thinks life should be, right? That he should go be able to go get the dog. But that's because Tim has a competing vision, but even a better vision for the flourishing of his life. And then so he's like protecting him. And I don't know if this is a tangent or random, but I just thought of it. I think that ties because I think Lent is a special period where you get to create space to think about that. Like, what's this journey? What was Jesus's journey to the cross and resurrection? What's my journey through the cross and the resurrection? And then kind of like those, I don't know if the competing vision thing's making sense, but just kind of like, am I trusting the God's vision for how life works? Meaning how to be human, how to do this is best. And I think Lent is a really beautiful time every year to kind of check yourself on that, you know, that's before you wreck yourself, you know. No, I'm joking. Check yourself.
Can I be honest?
What?
I probably shouldn't say this.
What'd I do?
No, not you.
Oh, okay. Be honest. Can I be honest? Yeah, you can be honest.
You know how there's some sayings that you just can't do?
Yeah.
Well, they could tweet.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't check yourself before you wreck yourself?
No. I can't do wreck. Like, it wrecked me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know why. It just...
No, I agree. I agree.
It seems so intense.
Yeah. No, that's... Yeah, and maybe I think we're like hypersensitive because we go around and we see a lot of different like lingos and so that. But yeah,
if you say it, it's totally fine.
Yeah,
it's
I've just probably used it myself things. Too. But you're saying it in the context of like in a good way where like people say spiritually, like it's like kind of like a Christian word where it's like, oh my goodness, God totally wrecked me at that retreat, or oh my goodness, God totally wrecked me when that
during
song.
Worship.
Yeah, and it's like no, that just it, to me it just gives me this visual of just like a hurt like. I don't know, just like it wrecked, like that's straight. Well, first of all, now I get visions of Miley Cyrus, which that's just terrible, terrible chill, on the wrecking chill. Ball. Came in like a wreck. Okay. Anyways, but no, good point. So.
I mean, if you say it, it's totally fine. Oh, yeah. No judgment here.
Yeah, no judgment here, but let's do a Twitter poll. No judgment here. But
yeah,
let's do a Twitter
poll.
So hashtag Jeff and Alyssa, are you a fan of wrecked? Are you not a fan of wrecked? Do you like to be wrecked by God, or do you like to not be wrecked by God? You know, it's just. Or, and if not, then give us a different word. What do you use?
Yeah, what's
you know?
The different word?
Yeah. So, good Twitter poll. But yeah, so that's what you've been learning with Lent. And so, how much longer is it going? I mean, obviously,
well,
I know
Easter.
Lent. Well, I know Lent goes till then. But I mean, like, does they do?
So
does
it know.
Just end on that day? The study.
Yes, it's only day 9. So
and
I
it's
know
every
how
day.
Many- Is there like 40?
40, I think. 40-something.
One day?
Yeah, because it usually starts like the Friday before. I don't know. I'm going to mess up. I'm going to have to Google it.
Yeah.
But it's a study every day, right?
Yeah.
On the
and
app.
If you guys haven't ordered it, you can get it on the app, which is like $1.99.
Yeah.
Or you
or it's
can just
free on
go
the website.
On the website.
Yeah,
Shereed's
same
Truth.
Thing.
And just get it there.
Yeah, same thing. They just, I think they like to charge a few bucks on the app just to recoup how much it costs to keep up an app and stuff.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's just easier to have an app on your phone.
Totally.
But,
totally.
You know.
So that's good. What, anything else you've been learning? No.
I have to think. You go first. What have you learned?
I don't know. I think since the last time we talked on the podcast, one thing that's really hit me on just last couple weeks is just keeping the rhythm of scripture and prayer, even when I feel like it's like, in the moment, like not like the clouds are opening up and God's like falling down, you know?
Yeah, when you don't feel anything,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, just very much like, but it still subtly proves itself even that day. I think when I just like we were talking about this morning or yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That just, yeah, even if it's 15 minutes in scripture and 15 minutes in prayer or 2 minutes in prayer, whatever it is, or 2 minutes in scripture, just really, I notice that I'm a little less like jittery and anxious when I do that, even if it's not necessarily like I feel like I had some huge, amazing spiritual devotional. Mm-hmm. So I think just reminding myself of setting rhythms and boundaries and creating space for that, knowing and being almost content if it only is a few minutes, knowing that maybe, hey, I didn't feel anything right there, but I also know that I kind of set that anchor this morning. I took a second to pause. For me, I'm realizing it's actually turning into, especially with a baby now, that just a few minutes to just really pause. Like that's the where I think the power is coming from it for me, and is just the pausing, sitting for a second, kind of assessing the day, thinking how I can be a better husband, better dad, and better self, you know, just that day. And so, yeah, that's, yeah.
That's good, babe.
Yeah. What about you?
The bae.
Bay, Hashtag bae. I love that word. I used to hate the word, but now I love it because it's hilarious. I just love internet stuff like that. Which, by the way, what color is the dress? Is
what
it black and blue?
The dress?
Or is it white and gold?
We only see white and gold.
Yeah, but here's, okay, I finally get it though. So I was kind of.
You did?
Yeah, I wasn't really vibing with it, you know, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is another Alex from Target thing, you know, like this is just like the internet's blowing up and then tomorrow it'll be all, you know, I don't know. But the dress will probably be on Ellen tomorrow. I don't know, you know, she did tweet about it. And so I was like, oh, not a big deal. And then someone on Instagram posted the dress and they did the classic thing where they were like, oh, my wife says it's this, but I say it's this, like, you know, and they said something funny, like we should get marriage counseling or something because she doesn't agree with me. And that was it. Like, it was white and gold. And then like 2 minutes later, I put my phone down and picked it back up and just started scrolling again. The same picture I scrolled by and it was black and blue.
It was?
To me. And I was like, that's when I got really like, whoa. Like, did
And
like,
you couldn't see white and gold if you stared at it?
I mean, at all. Like, it was a straight up dark black and blue dress.
Really?
And I was scrolling really fast and then I stopped and I was like, oh, it's black and blue. But then I realized it was the same picture I just looked
at.
Is
the gold the black part? Or is it switched?
Switched. Gold's the blue. I can't remember. But either way, it was crazy. What I did realize, though, is I think I saw on the internet, is it's just basically an overexposure problem. Like, when it's really light, when you wash it out, it turns white and gold, kind of.
But is it the same picture going
on? Yeah, but see,
that's
what doesn't make sense then, because in the same picture, I saw both. So that's what, I don't know. I don't know.
I only see white and gold, and I've stared at it like 3 times
same here.
Today.
Same here. I did hear there's something with like when you look at it at a laptop instead of phone, it changes, but then the Instagram, I don't know. Just nothing's proving true. Nothing's proving true.
Tell us what you think it is.
Yeah. Hashtag Jeff and Alyssa. Hashtag. And then also, there's llamas all running crazy today. Did you see
that? There are llamas now.
Yeah, you don't stay up on the internet as
much. I don't know anything. This is actually, our podcast is the time when I learn things.
Exactly.
Current events.
Basically,
with
there
Jeff
was like, yeah, basically, there was like llamas that got out and just started like roaming the streets, and it made it all the way to like CNN and all
Where?
These things. I can't, Arizona, I think. It was really random, but it's just hilarious our life that it makes CNN and all that. So yeah, so that's what's happening
that's
in
funny.
The world.
Anything else? I feel like we have so much to share.
I know, I'm trying to think because I'm so overwhelmed with how much we have to share. Well, we got a cool baby gate made. Hashtag Etsy, hashtag Pinterest, hashtag fresh.
Hashtag family that can build things.
I know. Yeah. We just had our aunt and uncle leave a couple days ago, which was really sad because
so
they were
sad.
Here for like 2 weeks. But he's like sensei ninja builder with wood stuff. So we saw this Etsy gate, and then it was going to cost $100 to ship it to Hawaii. And we were like, nah, bruh. And then he was like, yeah, bruh, I'll build that myself. No, he doesn't really talk like that at all. And it's just so fresh. You can see it on Instagram. It's like a little barn gate. Because we were going to go to those classic Amazon ones. But, you know, we want it to last a little longer, mix it with the house. We're going to have hopefully multiple kids. And so
well, and the truth is, I'm just not good with gates and locks and mechanical things. So
yeah.
The easier, the better.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes that childproof stuff is like adult proof too.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, this makes me feel dumb. I can't do it either. And then sometimes the kids are smarter and you're like, okay, dang, hashtag fail. But yeah, so I'm blanking right now. I don't know why I'm blanking, but yeah.
No,
so.
Obviously we didn't prep for this one.
Yeah, sorry guys. We just wanted to get it out to you guys. We missed you guys.
Pretty
Kinsley
much
went down.
Our
we
day.
Had some energy, and that's life right now when you're a parent.
Pretty much Jeff cleaned out the garage the whole day.
Oh, that was so tiring.
Yeah, he worked really hard.
Yeah.
And
I still need a shower. I'm kind of all dusty and dirty.
Yeah, and I painted and I got pooped on and Aslan ate my flip-flops.
By Kinsley, by the way. Let's make sure that's
Yeah, I got
pooped
on by Kinsley.
You always have to make sure that that's a known. Okay.
Aslan ate my flipper, my, what do you call it?
Slippers. You're going to say flip-flops and slippers, and then you said flippers.
Flip-flops are slippers in Hawaiian, so y'all know.
Yeah.
And
so it's just been like
we had our
crazy
car
work
in
day.
The
yeah,
mechanics.
And then our car was in the shop for like 4 or 5 hours and cost us a arm and a leg.
But we got Jorjito's tacos for
dinner. But we got tacos, so cherry on top, more like Chipotle mayo on top. But
and I'm waiting. Jeff went to the store. Best husband ever.
Yeah, follow me on Snapchat. I'm back on my Snapchat game. Hashtag my story, and I killed it on this one. Okay, no, what
you put it on Snapchat?
Well, I put on Snapchat the like Well, I basically said I'm on a mission to grocery store for my wife, and I said, like, this is what wives want when you go to the grocery store, and I just took pictures, like, the ice cream and all that stuff.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Hot fudge sauce.
I'm all about the shell, though.
See, I've never really tried out the shell.
Well,
so
we're about to have it right after this.
So as soon as we get done with our podcast, that's what we're
Yeah, if there's
we'll
a reason
doing.
That this podcast is shorter than other ones, it's because we're trying to get to that hard shell
or
life.
A reason why we're ranting weirdly, it's because we're dreaming of ice cream.
Exactly. And Milona bars. So good.
So, y'all, this is what you have to look forward to in marriage.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Milona bars and waffle cone ice cream.
They don't
cream.
Know what Milona bars are, babe.
Well, they best get to know. They best check themselves before they wreck themselves.
If you guys come to Hawaii, get Malona bars at the grocery store. Or if you live by a H-Mart or Korean Asian store.
Yeah, it's on the mainland and all the Asian stores.
Yeah, they're really
H-Mart
good.
H-Mart or Wajumaya. Is that what you call it?
I just call it H-Mart. Okay, let's get to the questions because clearly we're not giving much.
Sorry, folks. Sorry.
Good stuff.
All right, this is a funny one, and then we'll get to the serious ones. Marianne Fu. Her last name's Fu. Like Foo Fighters, Marianne, that's a sick last name. Foo. I would kind of always do that like a ninja, like Foo. Anyways, what are your favorite smells and sounds?
You chose this one?
Because I said it was a funny one, and then we'll get to the serious ones.
Hands down, I know my two favorite smells. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sunscreen, because it reminds me of the beach and summer and the ocean.
That's
a good
one.
Has a little coconut in it.
Well, it depends on which one, but yes.
Most of them smell like coconut. And the volcano candle from Anthro.
Yeah.
Because someone gave it to me when I got married. So it reminds me of like our newly married days and our honeymoon.
That's a really good one.
And starting our new home. So those are my favorite.
That's really good. I'd probably say the Satsuma and Honey Almond Claro Candle.
Oh.
And that is a company I started with a friend of mine, clarocandles.com. But that is one of my favorite scents. I would say...
Coffee?
Oh my. There's nothing. Like just putting the beans in, hitting the grind button the minute before you're either about to do Chemex, AeroPress, or French Press, you decide... Oh, and then just the aroma released when the beans have been broken. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Every morning I'm just like, oh, so good. I thank you for reminding me of that because I wouldn't have thought of that one. And then there was one other smell I really liked. Do you remember? I like a smell of like a good cigar.
Oh, eucalyptus mint.
Yeah, eucalyptus mint. I like a smell of a good cigar. Not like me, but like when I'm like walking and someone's smoking a cigar.
Hmm.
I don't even like the smell of like the cigar, but I like the smell of like the smoke of the cigar. Does that make sense?
Are they the same?
Kind of. Just the stick isn't as strong usually.
Oh. Like what was the other one?
Like when an old guy's just smoking tobacco like on the pipe, you know, like C.S. Lewis style, like on the old pipe, you know? Am I making sense? And then what your favorite, so that smells.
Oh, your favorite sound? The sound of the ocean.
Hmm.
That's my
I'd say
favorite.
Sound of coffee grinding again. No, I just say music. I really like music. I really like piano.
Worship.
Piano, yes.
Oh, I didn't know you loved piano so
much.
Yeah,
piano can be played well. Like, that was the instrument I wish I played when I was a kid. Well, I didn't play any instruments, so I didn't want to make that sound like...
You played guitar for a while.
About a week ago. Don't. Only some people will get that. But yeah, piano is just
Which, by the way, you did have a picture on your old Facebook of you playing the guitar.
I did?
And while I Facebook stalked you before we dated and while we dated, I thought, oh, this is so the man for me because he plays the guitar.
Man, that worked. I did that simply. It was a lady catcher picture. Mm-hmm.
Babe.
But I didn't. I could play Sweet Home Alabama like the first 4 seconds and I could play about 5 seconds of a Green Day song.
Hmm.
I think it was Time of Your Life.
Hmm.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Do you know that song? Does that sound just like them?
Give us the next question.
That's where to go.
Is that how it goes?
Okay. What are ways you see young adult Christians can make a difference in the world? No, it's a really good question. Oh,
long pause. Sorry, we didn't go through these before.
No, I was trying to remember. It was, Josiah Keneally. Good question.
What's the question again?
What are ways that young adults can make a difference in the world? I think one thing is, this is just a pet peeve of mine, but I don't like when older people say, you know, we have to train or teach or whatever the young people because they're the next generation for Christ. It's like, unless they're 3 years old, they're literally like the now generation for Jesus. Like you can be 12 and still, you know, impact other people's lives. You can be 5 and impact people's lives. So I don't really like the whole, like, I think it's like almost specifically feeding into the, like, oh, you can't do something till you're older.
Hmm.
Just, I ain't got time for that. So, I just don't think it's right. And then what is it? 1 Timothy where he says, you know, don't let anyone look down on you for your youth. It doesn't say don't let youth look down on you for your youth, which is almost inferring that he's saying like, you know, go convict some old people, you know, or go live a life that, you know, challenges everyone. And so, with that being said, I would say, yeah, I think just live a life that's close to Jesus, a faithful life, and daily rhythms and daily discipline, and I'm just learning lately the got so much garden imagery and agriculture imagery in the scripture, because it's just so true, you know, like just plow the field, lay the seed, harvest. Like, so when you're just, if you're doing your job and you're doing all you can, God will take care of the rest. Yeah. And so I think that's a huge part of it. And then also, like, you know, like do what you're native to. So young people, we're native to Snapchat and YouTube and Facebook, you know, like that's our world we live in that older people don't live in. We know how it works. We speak the language. It's our culture. So you use whatever culture and whatever kind of native area you're in, if that makes sense. So I don't know. Would you add anything to that?
Well, I just think young people, even younger than us, but I mean, we're included too, I guess, but younger than us especially, are just so, a lot of them are so courageous and bold and free. Mm-hmm. And I think when you get married and have kids and get a job, it's just, I don't know. Like, I just feel like me in particular, like the older I get a little more fearful or in my bubble. You know what I mean?
Well, the older you get, you start adding more responsibility, which will always make you kind of more, you have stuff to lose, if that makes sense, which I think ties into that a little bit.
I guess so, yeah. Or like, yeah. And so just when the younger people, like the college kids I know and like high school, junior high, I just look at them and I'm like, wow, they're so on fire for God, like so bold, like, am I making sense?
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool. Like,
so, like, utilize that. Don't forsake it. Yeah,
you have so much freedom and...
Yeah, you're not married with kids, so that if you do...
So you could go spend the whole summer in Africa or serving at a camp or, you know...
That's a really good point.
Or start up a Bible study at your school.
Yeah. There's a huge actual lot of benefit to that age that you lose when you're older, and so a lot of people don't take advantage of that part of it.
Yeah, like there's such great things being older, but as a younger person, I think those, like, one, you guys are rocking it, and two, there's so many opportunities to just, you know, what God lays on your heart, go and do it. Like, there's not much stopping you.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
That's good.
So.
I like that. That's good. So hopefully that helped. We'll do one more. This one is from Jessica Caraway. She said, my fiance and I are getting married in August. Do you have any advice as we enter into our marriage?
Woohoo!
What?
They're engaged.
Oh. Woohoo! Go, Jessica! Was that pretty good? Is that good? That's how you usually talk on social media. Jessica, great question. I would say, I mean, we've only been married 2.5 years, so this isn't coming from a, like, we know all the answers. Yeah, from a we all know all the answers point. This is more coming from, like, we were just there, so it's still very fresh to us. I would say communicate, over-communicate, and then even communicate some more after you over-communicate. I think learning to communicate, I guess, is another thing. Man, and then, I mean, it's not to be cliche, but just stick as close to Jesus as you can, because that really, everything comes
pray,
back to that.
Pray.
Yeah, everything comes back to that. So much about marriage. Don't be shocked when marriage quickly reveals a lot of things that maybe you didn't see in dating, because it's a whole different dynamic in relationship, and so you're going to see facets and areas of that person's life that might have been a little different than what you thought. Not different, I guess, more, if that makes... Is that what you get what I'm saying? And so I would just say, like...
Well, I think different things come up, like...
Yeah. I mean, you're literally in the same house, in the same bed, in the same life with another person that you weren't when you were engaged.
Right. Like, Jeff and I seriously had to work through making the bed issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
which we talked
like
about
that
I think, last time.
Yeah, which, like, it's like the littlest things, but you have to really work through those things and...
And they seem trivial, but those are actually the moments that kind of become the flags in the ground of how you communicate, how you do stuff, how you talk, stuff like that. So that's what I would say. Pray, stick close to Jesus. Don't marry in isolation. Like, get a great community that you're a part of that walks alongside you, that helps disciple you. I mean, I think any married people under 40 should have a married couple over 40 that they meet with, or that they talk with, or that they have dinner with rhythmically, weekly, or monthly, or whatever they think is best. But I think that's just like a non-negotiable. Be in a great community, a community that knows both of you guys well and evenly and stuff like that. So,
those are good.
Anything else you'd add?
I would say pray, pray, pray all the time.
Not eat, pray, and love?
No, pray a lot.
I can do those three things.
And I would say have fun. Like, marriage is so fun.
It really is.
Especially, well, actually, I think it gets more fun the more you're married. But,
and then even with kids too, it's just like straight up party.
Yeah, but when it's
out the Martinellis.
But before kids, when it's just you guys, it's just so fun. So travel together, go camping, pitch a tent in your living room, like just have a lot of fun with each other and make time for each other.
Yeah. No, it's a really, really good idea. Yeah, make time for each other and just really soak it up, because like it's almost what the question before, where it's like you, that season you can do more stuff than you can in later seasons. And yeah, that's a really, really good answer. So, alrighty, guys. Well, I think we just got to around 30 minutes on this one, which is usually when we try to wrap it up. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully, we're back in the saddle. We're gonna try
back in the saddle again.
Is that a song?
I don't know.
I think you just made that up, and then you put a little country twang accent on it. We try to do these weekly, but this next month or two is pretty busy with travel, which that's when it's hard, because if we're not in the same room together, then how are we supposed to do a podcast? So, but we're going to try. That's basically the sound Kinsley does now a lot too.
Well, that was me saying boo.
Oh, then I'm gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought you were just impersonating Kinsley, because she does it like every 5 seconds now. No. She's a motorboater. Kind of rhymes motorboater. But yeah, so we just want to say we'll try and keep up with it. Hashtag us, Jeff and Alyssa, with your thoughts, questions, funny stuff that stands out. Don't forget to check out sponsor, audible.com/Bethke. When you do that, that helps us a lot out. Free book, free month. And I guess that's all we got. Love you guys.
Yeah.
I'm leaving that in there. You could have maybe said bye instead of yeah. All right, bye, guys.